So welcome all of you to worship on this special day when we gather people who have been a part of Advent community for some time, and those who are still regularly here, and those who have gone on to be a blessing elsewhere, and those who are new to this community. Whenever a community gathers, one of the gifts of that gathering is a feeling of safety and commitment to each other, that sense that we have each other's backs. There's a security of knowing that we have support and that we're not alone. Safety in numbers. That's a reason animals travel in herds and birds in flocks. But we humans, like some animals, like cats, or some birds, like chickens, don't herd very well. You've heard the expression, running around like chickens with their heads cut off? And then, of course, there's the story of Chicken Little running in all directions, screaming, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling!" It's like a person screaming fire in a crowded theater. Chicks who in danger ignore the efforts of the mother hen to herd them into safety and just run off. Jesus images us as chicks and himself as the hen who wants to protect us from the fox. And who is this sly and hungry fox? Well, in his day, it was King Herod. He's the fox in the chicken coop put there by Rome to guard it. Foxes bite off the heads of chickens, chickens like John the Baptist, who Herod beheaded. Jesus' chickens were in danger then, and they still are. 2 days ago, we saw a fox named White Power killing God's children at worship. And I'm sure you can name several foxes who threaten your well-being and the well-being of the people that you care about. Jesus wants to be your mother hen too, inviting you to run to him when you're feeling distressed and fearful. This isn't so unusual. We've heard stories about parents on the news off and on who throw themselves in front of cars to protect their children from hurt. And we even hear of strangers who've done this. But now, really, Jesus, is that hen image a really good thing for what you're trying to get across? I mean, after all, what can a hen do against a fox? Maybe get in a few good pecks before the fox makes short work of them. But then, she still puts her body on the line to protect the chicks and invites them to hide under her wings and to trust her to protect them. Well, actually, I guess Jesus is right on in this image, because at the end of his journey to Jerusalem, he exposes his body to Herod the fox in order to protect us. Protect us from the oppression of evil in whatever form it takes in your life. So how much faith do you have in this hen to protect the chicks from the fox? You might think, well, good on her to valiantly try, but in the end. So what about Jesus? Do you trust God's goodness even when you have big doubts? Maybe today you're here, but what about tomorrow? Even for the most spiritual Christians, actually for the most spiritual Christians, faith, trust in God, ebbs and flows. Some days certain, some days skirting the abyss. Faith can be intense and absolute one day, and weak and faint at best the next. Look at Abraham. We just read his little story. For him, faith was a process. To trust or not to trust. It was a struggle over his 100 years of life. The reading we just heard was about one of those struggles. God's promised him an heir, but he isn't seeing it happening. He had big doubts. He told God, "I have no heir, and it's no longer possible. And without one, it's impossible for me to ever be happy." You'd think that God would be mad. Yet instead, God renews the promise and reckons Abraham's measly faith to him as righteousness. That's God for you. A real mother hen type. Never gives up on the chicks, but runs after them and gathers them even when they stupidly ignore the danger that they're in. Even when it hurts God. Jesus told those who warn him about going to Jerusalem that it is necessary for him to go and face all that the world can dish out. Necessary, because everything that he's done so far to gather us into God, we've refused. And it has to be faced in real time. Today, tomorrow, and then the mission is finished on the third day. That same Christ goes with us into our todays and tomorrows and sees us to the completion of our mission. We don't need to be in a special place to have Christ's presence. Jesus tells the people of Jerusalem that the temple is no longer the only place to go to find God, that God can be found in him, under his wings, in his body. And his body, the body of Christ, is his church, the gathered followers of Jesus. We are the new temple. We are the community that reflects the presence of God into the world. What a joy to see that image in you. All of you chickens gathered here today. Look around you at what Jesus has gathered by the power of the Holy Spirit, calling us today together in faith. And that's what Advent does, invites people to join in wherever they are in life. We meet people where they're at, and I hope that you felt that each time you've been at Advent, that has happened for you. Today we celebrate the life and ministry of St. Patrick. He was kidnapped and sold as a slave in Ireland, and when he escaped, his Christian faith called him to take the good news of God's forgiveness for us, God's enemies, back to Ireland, where he became a pastor and teacher. He was also famous for meeting people where they were at. He used familiar objects, like the shamrock and the circle, to teach people about God. The shamrock he used to illustrate the Trinity, and the circle, symbolizing eternity imposed upon a cross, made what we call the Celtic cross, to teach about Christ's presence throughout eternity. The same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. St. Patrick trusted God in returning to a hostile people. He trusted God that his ministry would bear fruit. And we here at Advent operate on that same trust. We did so in the past, and we plan to do so in the future. You who are here today, greet those who were here in the past and have returned. Now, as they return, I hope they look around to see how their trust in our future has been justified. And so we can trust, we here today, we can trust that in the unknown time ahead, God will continue to bless the work here. For God promises that in the day of trouble, God will give us shelter where all are welcome. And God gives us the sign of that promise in the cross of Christ as the ultimate image of God. And for that we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.